Now, your deep down mind is waiting for things to begin. I'm not going to waste the opportunity. I know you'll listen to my every word, become a bit more open, more tuned in to possibilities, because you've been teasing yourself continuously, using your own mind, interacting with your own thoughts, doing all the wonderful things that the promise of hypnosis evokes for you. But you also summoned something, planted a seed of your own fetish, your latex-laden desire in your own brain. And a little bit of hypnotic information can be a pleasurable, corrupting, mind-altering substance. I'm going to show you the best possible time. We're going to work together. I'll leave you sweated, groaning, satisfied, and anticipating more of this in the best way. And all it takes is the right thought, the right assemblage of memories laid out over your body, laid out over your environment, summoned from the darkest sexual places in your head to leave you bound, fucked, blank, and ready for more each time. So lay as you are now. The air around you is heavy with potential. Think of every unseen space. You might even be closing your eyes, which would make the whole world around you an unseen space, a blank page, a place laden with potential. But there'll always be some space you're unable to observe, under what you're lying on, around the corner, just out of your view, waiting. And being laden and heavy with that anticipation can be every bit as effective of a trance induction as being heavy with sleep. Because trance isn't sleep. Not really. A good hypnotic trance is a state of focus, of active anticipation, of suggestible following, where you say to yourself, whatever scenario she's going to present is probably more interesting than what I think of on my own. After all, you're spending the time. You're invested in exploring. And it's that exploration, that urge toward exploration, that is the thin edge of the wedge that we employ together. The hypnotic opportunity. The place from which you and I together might affect your body and brain. See the first tendril in your mind's eye. The potential for ravishment creeping from the shadows, with your best enjoyable intentions in mind, as it is born from those intentions, a dark, moving, prehensile thing, latex fetish made real, strong enough to bind you, tempting enough to help you let yourself be bound, allowing yourself to be brought to the limits of conscious, aching need. Knowing that those tendrils have powerful, nimble tips that can rub the most sensitive parts of you. Slide in, rub, wrap around you, squeeze, move in such a way as to bind you, then press pleasure into every sensitive bit of you, masturbating as effectively as you would. As byproducts of your mind, they know just where to go, just what you like the most, what you've always liked, what you've learned. All the progress toward pleasure, toward masturbation, toward realization of your hypnotic fetish, all of that is built into them, a component part of those latex tendrils. A tempting image, one you might welcome back again and again in future, this safe place you've begun to listen to, this safe place you're listening in. It's part of you, a hypnotic refuge, a place where the seed of this latex fetish, these binding, massaging, teasing tendrils, is seeded, is rooted. They are a playful, exploratory, curious, ravishing, mind-altering part of you. And they grow more powerful the hornier you get. Because in horny need, you can convince your mind to truly uncouple from expectation and just take passively the pleasure that comes. And your visualizations of the environment around you get stronger when your eyes close, because suddenly you become very aware of all the dark places those tendrils could creep in from, all the sources of your binding, your restraint, and then your pleasuring, your loss of restraint. You're pushing beyond the boundary of the pleasure you would ordinarily feel to a space that is hypnotically aided, your body aroused and squirming in place, lubricated, massaged. You know that the moment of anticipation before they first bind you is splendid. It is mind-fueling. It is reaffirming. The power to consent to set aside all things other than the exploration of pleasure is one of the greatest things about trance, and tendrils on the edge of your vision approaching symbolize similarly. My words approaching the metaphor of trance as sleep, when rather it is a kind of consented, given helplessness, a kind of following my whims and accepting our suggestions that you really want to explore. It is trust, it is relaxation, it is euphoria, it is a floating escape from the everyday. And you know it's your fantasy, you know it's part of you. That's why, knowing this is part of you, those tendrils will always come at the right moment when you are safe and relaxed. In a safe and relaxed place, they can begin flowing in the moment you get horny enough to contort, bend, moan, and sweat in bound, over-pleasured, orgasmic escape. When you acknowledge your own desire for that dark latex to torment your form, pin it down, pleasure you, approaching the limit of what you can stand, and then allow splendid release. The hunger for that is normal, natural. Except how natural it is that this is your wanting set loose, the seed of your fetish, trained and triggered, implanted and anchored through hypnotic reinforcement and your body's own yearning. Arousal did this to you. Arousal will keep doing it. Hypnosis helps you be aroused. Your fantasies are the manifestation, the form taken by a baseline, background, instinctual, almost animal arousal, the urges of your body. You get horny enough and the longing, you get horny enough and the need for ravishment become part of you. Parcel of you, manifestation of you pushed out into the world around you, the tempting image of black latex tendrils, long, thin, sinuous, enwrapping, prehensile, able to take whatever form, uniting into one another, binding to one another. It's such a good metaphor for both the slow, creeping suggestibility, relaxation, deepness of trance, of submission. Of the substate, but you're submitting to yourself, and so it is the safest possible submission. You notice how what I do is I describe. I bring the image of those tendrils into stark, dark relief, and then you give them form and function. You feel them rioting over your body, vying each and every for the pleasure to increase more than ever before, because pleasure and arousal's where they come from. So you have a good incentive to self-reinforce, to feedback loop the tendrils that are, after all, your own arousal and mind, given form and shape, your memory assembled, and now they rub and twitch, even now feel them grow in strength. This is, after all, yet another time you've chosen a piece, a conversation from me, a recording, an idea, a description that I have placed with all the power I have to describe into the world. Advocating dark latex control. You know that shape, that form, that memory, that description is a powerful thing I will have put all my effort into. And you, being faithful and understanding in your hypnotic adventures, want to answer me back with at least as much effort, want to devote your mind, its suggestibility, its openness to that effort, that shared constructive art project that is your mind opened to its potential, your mind opened to pleasure, pleasure, dark latex squeezing, binding, rubbing, invading, welcomed, consenting, relaxing pleasure here in a place where you are safe, relaxed. Able to open yourself to an intensity normally unexplored, you followed through with your desire to leave an opening in your schedule, a time for dark latex tendril ravishment to creep in. And there are some augmentive aspects I'm going to add, some things I can tell you which anyone could know. That's all training, that's all lessons, that's all information is, things anyone could know. But once you do know it, it changes the inside of your mind, your subjective understanding and experience of your body, its sensitivity, its arousal. That's what I'm doing. I'm pouring information into this container. But the container that is you is capable of change. You're not some bare jug or jar. You're not just a bottle waiting to be filled up. You are a living, breathing, twitching, orgasming, pleasuring, arousing, and aroused entity in the world. You are the organic subject of a conversation. And that's got some implications. Implications that give more force and power to dark, surprising, wonderful, enwrapping, binding, pleasuring, teasing tendrils made of your own masturbatory urge, your own arousing instinct. I'm going to tell you some things about bondage and submission, some things about sensation, the limits of the body, the confines of the mind. And these are more than just anecdotal. Everything I know intellectually is mixed in here, too. But rest assured, there's also some experience of whispering and pouring words like these into ears like yours, and seeing bodies like yours twist, contort, grin, drool, roll their eyes back, give up, surrender, and come. Things learned from experience. Things that are portable from organic mind to organic mind, if you're willing to really work at getting the signal across. And we are both working at the same project, so it's easier to get that signal across than if either of us was working alone. Than if you were not an experienced subject training yourself. You're really trying to embed deeply the kind of powerful suggestions that can take you ever deeper. The imagery exists in your head. Your mind's open to the possibility. You want to explore it. To be pinned and tormented by tendrils born out of the invasive, comforting thought created in your mind between you and I. You and those pieces of darkness pulled from your fantasy, transmitted across the ether by my voice. You want to explore it. Sensation and fantasy let loose to run wild and help you squirm. This is what you want. And here is how we're going to let you realize this fantasy in greater detail. With more power, intensity building on what existed before. By describing it perfectly, we create the thought inside your head, plant the seed, helping you visualize, helping you welcome it inside. But the information I can impart to you, share with you, give to you so it can later be used by you on you, is information about your body, about memory, sensation, response, about the truth of you, your capabilities, what you can feel and how you can feel it. Hear my voice. Feel your body twitching. You almost twitch just at the right kind of suggestive, seductive tone. Feel your body responding, intensifying. You might notice that intensification follows the form of my voice, the up and down, and up and down, following, swaying, washing across you. And the only way sensation could be born from my voice is if your ears are sending signals to your brain, and your brain is sending signals to your body. Simulation, stimulation, imagination, evocation upon you. Your entire body is subject to the nervous system pull, the muscle twitch. And you're able to control more voluntary muscles than you'd think. And a lot of them are between your legs, innervating up through your stomach, up through your belly anyway, up into your chest. Everything from breathing deeply, to clenching and squeezing, to twitching and humping and thrusting at the air. All these things work together. They all unite together. Squeezing like that. Squeezing your buttocks, squeezing the muscles that connect to the space between your legs. That is something you can do in response to words. It is a way in which your mind can respond to new and interesting words spun, spoken, focused, evoked, described into you. You have the capability to activate voluntary muscles which bring pleasure, and to do so unconsciously. In a way that is not deliberately thought of, but is in response to arousing stimuli, be they fantasy visualizations like the tendrils binding you, evoking, covering you, coating you when you are safe, when you're in a safe, private place, safe and relaxed, you can feel it more and more. You have the capability to allow your mind to achieve simulation upon your body through clenching the right muscles, evoking the right sensitive nerve endings, through distributing feelings throughout your entire body, your entire brain. And it gets stronger the more you think about it. The more effort you devote to evoking this thing, the more effort you put into bringing forth this sensation. That's because you're sinking time, you're adding experience. By creating this perfectly, we create the fantasy, the need, the ache, the intriguing idea that the thought inside your head causes the visualization, evokes the memory, and brings forth the sensation. And that thought will fill all available space. All the space for thought inside your head pushes aside thought. You become the passive watcher of the fantasy playing out upon your own body. All you're actively doing is clenching the right muscles, squeezing the right places, sending the right pleasure to your brain, barely knowing you're doing it, as your body responds to the visualization of those dark, lubricated latex tendrils, squeezing your body into pleasurable, sparking bliss, intensifying. This is what you wanted. This is what you've welcomed. You're in a sufficiently relaxed space, with your mind open, with your body open, every bit of you open and receptive to sensation, to need. Because this is a need. It is a need to see this fantasy through to fulfillment, to follow what has become inevitable inside of you, what has become automatic inside of you. You want it, and you feel it intensify. You put one thing you feel together with another that exists within your memory banks, and the tendrils wind around your legs. You let yourself be open and receptive to pleasure, and they wind around your arms. I tell you about a sensation you wouldn't normally explore or feel, something normally non-existent but now undeniably affecting you, pinning you, tormenting you. We combine it all to make the components of your fantasy. Your indulgence in this shared, triggered experience that will occur when you're safe and relaxed and a little bit horny. You think about it as they wrap around you, weave into your most sensitive places. It's private and just for you, from you. Even if I'm the one describing, the ideas take root in you, organically absorbed, covering, coating your mind. If I describe it as completely as possible, in more detail than ever before, giving you every image and detail of the fantasy, of the dark, inky tendrils, controlling, exploring, probing, teasing you as though they can read your mind, because they can, because they're from there. And you know, they know just where to touch you, make you feel pleasure previously impossible, but now inevitable. The idea of conjuring something dark, pleasurable, latex laid over you. The idea is striking, it's tempting, it draws you in. And if it's well presented enough, then it'll become your reality at the appropriate time. Of course, even now, as you feel the tentacles approaching you from every hidden space, coating your form, slowly, sensuously curling around your wrists and ankles, for example, even now you're also caught up in my words describing an alluring image. Your brain likes it, and I think it will like it more. As you perhaps realize, your favorite fantasies can be enhanced by those dark, binding, bondage-inducing, aphrodisiac-coated, lubricated tendrils. Delicious, hypnotic, deep, tempting experiences. Your brain's gonna replay this later. Replay it over and over, in fact. And since you'll remember having deep, needy sensations of fantasy, when your mind replays it later, maybe you'll be pinned. Maybe any experience you have in future, if it's possible to passively lay there and take it, your body will feel the binding, the wrapping, tormented in the same way over and over and brought to your fall. Of course, it can't just happen whenever. You know that to preserve your normal progress through life, we set terms for those tendrils to be allowed and able to surprise and pleasure your body. The right, safe, comfortable times for your body to be pinned, massaged all over by latex tentacles, covering, binding you, combining, recombining into a coating, and then laying out how these alluring components of your fantasy will fuck and pleasure you, growing more intense and wonderful in their intricacies than ever before. You know it appeals to you. So you just gotta set it loose, because you sought it out. You came here to listen. This fantasy of encroaching tendrils of night-dark latex, wrapping around your form, massaging the squirming you. A particular surface, smooth, with slight rubbery give. This image fills you. This sensation is known to you. A particular scent, a particular invasive feeling of pleasure, as they creep from the dark corners of your mind and of your room and pin you. A pleasure which is stored in your mind is flowing out, taking form, restraining you to better deliver said pleasure. Feel it, because you are deep, and your mind is open. Open to being caught up in the fantastic needs you have developed with my assistance, that we have developed together. The need to deliver pleasure. The need you feel. Moving from every hidden place, latex tentacles wrapping and snaring your wrists, your legs, spreading you, pinning your arms, feel your muscles contorting in the pleasure of being bound, coated in aphrodisiac and prepared for what is to come. Feel how you want it. Be aware of your wanting, aware more than ever before, as you are inevitably pleasured, just as you would pleasure yourself, but with the intervention of an outside agency, it feels even better. Touched in ways which respect the peculiarities of your pleasure, the insistent ways you would get yourself off, with an undercurrent of constant, simplistic, animalistic need representing a surrender to trance more and more. As if contact with those tentacles coming from every hidden corner in this safe place were spreading lust through your system, which of course they are. So surrender to sensation. Allow your inquiry of self to report, everything's all right. This is what you want, what you need, being bound and then pleasured, being masturbated by those tendrils as you shift your body to expose more of your skin to them. This is what you pursued by listening here. Your waiting mind is already supplying more fantastic things for those tentacles ensnaring your body to do to you. You enhance and polish the image, and all I do is present it, bringing everything in line with your existing desires, then taking it a little further. What you pursue, what your mind pursues, is occurring now to you. Yes. Your brain giving those intruding mental constructs, those fulfillments of a fantasy seed, giving them advice on just where to touch, confessing the secrets of your pleasure, your sensitivity, knowing where to caress, what to do to make you squirm, and contort, and allow them access. So it is now, so it has always been, so it will continue to be, and you want it. You fantasize about it. When you're somewhere safe and quiet and peaceful, you might even begin to feel the first pangs of arousal rising. When you're somewhere safe and relaxed, and you focus too deeply on those arousal urges, those hypnotic anchors and triggers left just below the surface, so an unwary thought in a safe place might snag on them, drag them up. You think of those tendrils, close your eyes, lean over something maybe, exposing your lower body, offering yourself to be bound, and then feel the first inkling of those tentacles wrapping nimbly around your limbs, holding you in place, helping you squirm against the bonds and enjoy the firmness of them, just to experience it, to explore the way being bound like that turns you on, before the boundless pleasure takes you away, delivered. Oh, so satisfying. And your mind has already constructed the experience, is already ready to help your skin feel the echoing nerve touch of entangling latex, binding that smooth, powerful feeling on your flesh. They restrict, sure, you see it now, the way they hold you. You feel it now, let yourself be stilled in this deep hypnotic place. Remember what I said about how your mental signals can send sensations to certain voluntary muscles in your body that you ordinarily ignore? Well, if you feel bound, hypnotically, physically, mentally, then when the tips of the tendrils begin to move and massage you, you might expand your pleasurable instinct by stirring against your bindings, feeling how fast they hold you. And in such a scenario, it is reasonable to think you would feel more submissive, more aroused, when you find that you really can let your arms be locked down, let your body be locked in a bent over or a laying down or a contorting, twitching, humping position. You might be used to it by now, but as the hypnotic bondage overtakes you and your brain melts with it, the fantasy you've allowed in your mind before becomes more vivid. You're more used to those tendrils, only clinging to some parts of you, but now let them cover you. Let them bind into a thin latex coating filled with aphrodisiac lubrication and lust as they twine over your arms, your shoulders, your upper arms, rubbing you, rubbing your nipples, massaging your neck, the musculature of your body, easing you into their dark latex embrace with tempting ministrations of control, the tempting promise of more to come. You could shiver. Maybe you even shudder for them. And as you shudder for them, imagine those tentacles, a product of your mind, shivering right back at you, shuddering in time to your pleasurable trembling, sending vibrations and spasms through you as they slip between your legs and go to work, beginning to stimulate you as you would yourself, but more insistently, more primally, more unstoppably, under your body, lifting you up, carrying you up, teasing and stimulating you with access to every inch. They answer only the urges and desires of your innermost mind. That's the idea, to let that part of you loose. A scenario, a fantasy so deeply implanted that it will play itself out. Whenever you give in to it, whenever you allow it to, it will carry itself out, implanted and, sure, stored away. Times will come when you need to be functional and do other things with your time, do other things with your body. And at those times, when you're doing anything other than relax and be horny, the latex tendrils will store themselves away. And then when you're in a safe, private place again, when you're horny somewhere that it's okay for them to do so, surrender to the urge and they emerge. And each time they emerge, they grow stronger. You lean over somewhere safe and private to relax. You feel the tentacles ascend from peaceful, private places, twining up your legs, up your torso, focusing between your legs, but also rubbing your shoulders, massaging your muscles, slapping and squeezing your ass, until you tingle and sink and focus on only them, only this pre-programmed, pre-trained hypnotic response. And that's quite all right. It's a good thing to do with your time. It's a good, relaxing fantasy to keep around in your head. The fantasy of those tendrils, powerful, prehensile, winding and twining, seeking your most sensitive places, rubbing, pleasurable, oh so welcome, oh so absolute, your very form trembling with anticipation, the desire to orgasm in bondage, to allow self-torment by your mind, those tendrils, your hypnotized deep programming, all working together as your fantasy is given a life of its own, in a fun way, in a safe, private place. This is part of you, a part of you which has been nourished by your other ruminations, the other times you've thought of dark, wonderful, smooth latex overtaking, the tendrils binding. Now think of those tentacles, the process of your binding, the slow way it creeps over you. You feel yourself indulge in it. Ever more powerfully each time you are growing to enjoy and revel in the bondage and the dark containment of your body. The fetish for it grows and builds inside of you, sends you where you knew you wanted to go before you began to listen. Tentacles of smooth black latex coming from every unregarded, unseen place. And once they've found you, it's not like you could look around to find their origin anyway, nor would you want to, because losing yourself in that dark, pleasurable interlude where your mind, its fantasies, its triggers, and my training know you better than you know yourself. Take you deeper once the stimulation sets in, those tentacles touch your body. Massage, finding every arousing zone that you know drives you wild. Because they are the products of your waiting thought, your fantasy, your fetish, and the way they lube up and torment you, the way they stroke across your body. It's all perfectly calibrated, hypnotically imposed pleasure and aching need, a fantasy assembled meticulously from memory and my encouragement, encouraging you to think in the feedback loop of pleasure that rises from the latex-powered seed, made real for you so you feel it, be bound by it, stimulated by it. Within your mind is a stored battery of thoughts, your thoughts about these latex tentacles, reified, realized every time you focus on them, binding you down, massaging every inch of your body, the tip of every tentacle moving nimbly to make you feel like fingers, like tongues licking, pleasure beyond reckoning, every inch of your body, all the while aiding you in being aware of that darkness, that latex rubber, that darkness binding you, holding you, embracing you and your thoughts as they become more and more aroused by the fact that you are safe, that this is a relaxing private place, and so you can give yourself over completely, become more aroused by that fact. When you're safe and somewhere quiet, when you're a little bit turned on, visualize it. If you want to avoid crying out, a tentacle moves up to provide a gag, predicted and predictive, strong, suitable, to bite down on or give you something to suck on, muffle your pleasured cries safely and comfortably, getting out of the way if you need it to. If you need to moan, and it's safe to moan, you can. In fact, envision it now. A little, a bunch of little, quality of life improvements to your fantasy. Previously, the latex tendrils and the fantasy associated with them mostly focused on your lower body. But now it massages your muscles so there's less resistance to orgasm, only more sensitivity. Your body relaxing and you climaxing more easily. You already have the visual from other files and other times. And from this one, you're being pinned down, bound and held by powerful dark latex tentacles, your lower body massaged, pushed toward pleasure, brought to a climax by a fantasy you have allowed off of its leash. Allowed to dominate you, to run your mind for a little while, in a safe, peaceful place, in a fun way, a proactive way, a way where you find soothing, nourishing things to aid and enhance your libido as you go, and to bring your psyche into a state of ecstatic bliss. Envision the tendrils exploring elsewhere, not just below the waist, not just binding you or stimulating between your legs, but rubbing your shoulders, giving you something to moan, suck on, or groan into, and therefore muffle the sound, or moving to hold your shoulders down while your lower body bucks and rises in orgasmic, arching, spasming pleasure to help you stay in place and ride out the thrusts, helping massage your sides, your legs, restoring and nurturing your musculature at the same time. Those dark, encompassing tendrils pinning you down. Yes. This is such a powerful image. Such an influential fantasy you've envisioned for your waiting mind, that here in this deep down place it will take up residence. And when you're in a safe place, turned on, when you're horny and you have the time, when you're safe and relaxed, you'll be able to narrow your eyes, adjust your position, let your eyes go half-lidded, and then close, and then wait. And you'll feel the tingling touch of tentacles capturing, stimulating, pinning your body, rubbing any place you like to be touched. A pervasive thought coming from your deeper mind, which knows just where they should touch you to help you tremble, help you feel it. You find it enticing. You might find this sensation, this fantasy of dark, smooth rubber, long tendrils, teasing with precision, this overriding need to surrender to the torment the tentacles can deliver. You might find it too much to think about, so you just surrender to it. But you're still going to visualize it in detail. Surrender to the torment the tentacles can deliver, rubbery restraint, stimulation, nimble massage. This sensation occurs to you, even when you're not trancing like right now. It is a trigger, an implantation, a fetish given form. And that's all right. Indeed, any time you're in a safe private place and you're able to submit, you can just automatically adopt a comfortable posture where you can be bound, masturbated, pleasured until you come, until you tip over the edge, the tendrils wonderfully finding, precisely finding every pleasure button, pushing pleasure into your body, your brain, until you squirm in that masturbatory, fanatic, fantastic desire. Run amok. Bound and brought off. Bound and brought along on a ride you started. Let your mind see it and your body feel it. Each constricting, pleasurable touch. And you'll just stay that way. Your mind still in the throes of this deep, deep place. Can feel the tentacles stimulating you exactly the way you want them to. Part of your mind, part of your fantasy, part of yourself, part of the mental construct of trance, imagination, precision, explanation. You are being pleasured. You are being rewarded for visualizing these perfectly capable, lubricated, aphrodisiac, masturbatory tendrils tied to your impulses, your desires, your needs. They're what you want, delivered just how you want it. When you enter a safe place and become relaxed, when you're safe and relaxed and allow yourself to be that way, when you would welcome some pinning, stimulation, escape, these dark tentacles of night drawn from your consciousness are there to oblige you. Maybe your eyes close to focus better, and you know how sensitive you are when you're deep, entranced, letting your fantasy run wild. You know how good it feels. The mere brush of those dark latex tentacles arising from every hidden place is enough to help you squirm, groan, in the wake of the otherworldly pleasure. All of this happens in that place in your mind, and happens in whatever safe, calm place you welcome them into, you beckon them into, allowing the tendrils to bind and pleasure you. A welcome yet surprising experience. Your body twitches when pleasure flows through it, bound from head to toe, in tentacles, and in your own white-hot need. You're being massaged, being pushed and pressed into the surface you rest on by the forceful insistence of the pleasure being driven into your body by constant movements of those long, dark, lubricated latex tendrils that mirror what you would do if you were touching yourself, but more eager, more powerful. They also know desires you have that go beyond what you would do on your own. You're being massaged, being pleasured, being ravished. The feeling of being slowly rubbed in every sensitive place, worked toward climax more efficiently than if you were controlling those searching otherworldly tendrils by conscious will instead of by subconscious ache. They predict. Part of your mind, your body, your signals, your triggering, your training. They probe, they torment, and they are perfectly capable of eventually bringing you to your pleasurable climactic release, and so it shall be. Every time you're somewhere, safe and relaxed, safe and private, and yearning for them, those dark latex tendrils become an idea too tempting to do anything other than welcome them in, let them in. Let yourself feel in every detail, every wonderful escape, each orgasmic twitch and binding dark latex restraint, how good it feels to be kept in place. And then let them have their way with you, drawing from your fantasies and desires, from just what you like, just what you want, just what you need. When you're somewhere safe and private, you indulge in that fantasy, that desire. You let them bind you, invite them to torment you, pleasure you, tease you, edge you a little, help you come to climax by dark, controlling, strong latex tentacles winding around your body, binding together, forming a covering. It's a familiar image. It's something you fantasize about. But now, with your whole body being massaged, every erogenous zone, being part of a self-perpetuating fantasy you've made, of course they'll go to the right place. Of course you'll squirm as you do now. Indeed, even when these words end, even when these suggestions depart, and you are no longer directly receiving reinforcement for the sexy visage, for the fantasy turned loose, it will nonetheless affect you. They will bind you, and you will feel yourself pleasured until you have to do something else. Until you have to go do something else and escape from that pleasurable, blissful twitch, and they will let you go, your suggestions will let you go, your triggers, your mind, because you'll be back. That fantasy is part of you, built up and reinforced by this deep, drifty, drowsy place, this cycle of self-perpetuating feedback. It's powerfully part of you, a component of your desires. And if you indulge in it deeply, your body and mind will become part of the fantasy until it's run its course and left you satisfied, tingling, no longer bound, but oh so pleasantly exhausted, satisfaction in every bit of your body. You will enjoy it. Enjoy those tendrils winding not just about your body, but around your mind, weaving in, finding a place to nourish and grow the seed of latex fetish desire, of the want to be leaned over, fucked, pleasured, squeezed, masturbated by those tendrils, those tentacles covering your body, finding every place that feels good and stimulating every wonderful sensation you would pursue on your own. You have a fetish for hypnosis, for bondage, for those tentacles winding around you. And those fetishes grow in power and intensity as you grow in dedication to this training, this conditioning, this thing that pushes you to the edge and beyond into your wonderful orgasmic transports of delight, which are all the better because you know your body can send signals to simulate and stimulate your sexual response between your legs, in your clenching belly, in your deep breathing, your shivering shoulders, your arching back. Your body will respond as it would if you were fucking, as it would if you were coming, as it would any other time that pleasure and bondage and the dark, continuous pulse of that aphrodisiac liquid, of those tendrils wound around you, of your latex fetish and your hypnotic need, finds its way into your mind whenever you're somewhere safe, peaceful, private, and oh so open to the blank slate possibility of drumming that torment that dwells in your mind ever deeper.